Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Dr. Zepeda. Thanks for tuning into our teleseminar. It's called Work Like a Charm. It's really just a way to kind of touch base on something that happens with a lot of patients that come in the office. They're working a job all day long, they're stuck at a desk, they're stuck in an office, they're stuck in a cubicle. And with most people I know that are working in tech or they're working behind a computer, they usually work more than 8 hours a day. They're up to 10 hours a day, then they get home and they're on the couch or they're in the bed. And they're working on their computer as well. So I just wanted to touch on some things that maybe people weren't aware of that you can do to help work against that. Because if you're working at a job, anything for 8 to 10 hours a day, if not more, and into the weekends, you need to do things to combat that sedentary lifestyle, to combat those things that lock you in to a singular posture that can reap a lot of terrible things later on down the road. Back pain, headaches, degeneration in your spine, arthritis, tight muscles. We can go on and on and on how that can continue to actually work even further on you and to hurt your discs. And once the discs in your spine become damaged, they don't heal really well. They don't sometimes heal at all. So I'm going to give you some tips today that if you can really make an honest effort to instill them into your everyday life so that you know that you're at least doing little things that are combating the big things of your job every day, hopefully you can live a pretty pain-free and healthy life all the way through. So the first thing I want to talk about is when you're sitting at your desk, what kind of things are you doing? How are you sitting? Do you have an ergonomic workspace? Have you talked to your employer about that? Most employers will help supply you with a sit-stand desk or even an ergonomic chair that you can set up. If you need help setting that up, you can always ask me. I know easy ways to do it. Real basic, though, you want to sit up. You want the chair to be high enough so that your legs aren't hanging off, but your knees aren't up in your chest. You want the armrests to be just high enough to support your elbows as though they were hanging at your side. And your keyboard should be right in front of your chest so that as your elbows rest on the armrests, your fingers can easily reach the keyboard and the mouse. And then sitting up nice and straight and tall, and the monitor should be up a little bit or just down a little bit or kind of right in the middle, nothing that you're looking left or right. Another thing that happens too, if you've ever find out when you start to slouch and do things, you're probably going to lose productivity a little bit. When you sit up straight, you become more alert, you're going to work a whole lot better. Another thing that I think a lot of people will forget about as they're going through the day is just having healthy snacks, something to keep you going, something that's going to help energize you if you don't have the time to sit down and stop and take and have an actual meal. So a lot of times good things that are easy to kind of bring with you, almonds, nuts. Nuts are really good. Be careful you don't eat a whole bag of them. You only need, a couple of handfuls in between meals or whatever. You don't need a whole box of them or a whole bag of them there that you keep munching and munching and munching on, because nuts, although they're very healthy and can help give you a lot of energy throughout the day, they are loaded with a lot of calories. So if you're continuing to load yourself up with calories all day and we're not doing a whole lot besides kind of working in a desk situation, we can put on a little weight. So we want to actually improve energy, not put on weight. Another thing that's good is just vegetables. If you can get vegetables like broccoli, you can get carrots, celery, things like that are kind of crunchy, easy to chew on, got a lot of fiber, a lot of nutrients in them. You can even bring some hummus or something if you need to dip them in. Again, being easy on that, eat it sparingly so that you're not eating, a whole tub of hummus and things like that. You want to monitor that so that you're getting just enough to keep you going, to keep you energized, but not enough that we're actually going to ruin our health there. Another thing that I think a lot of people will do is just not drink enough water. We drink coffee all day long. We'll drink tea. Maybe we'll get a soda or something in there that's not going to be the best for us. But if you can just work on drinking, even a glass of water every hour. If you can do that and you're working 8 hours, that's 8 glasses of water. So it doesn't seem like a whole lot, one glass of water in an hour. But if we're not even getting that, then it's even worse. Just an easy thing. Remember, every hour I've got to get a glass of water, and then I just have to sip on that throughout the entire time that I'm working. Another thing that we can do, and I'll touch on a little bit more about this at the end, some little strategies I've been helping patients with, but this one is just called walking it out. You want to be able to walk a little bit. If you can just get up and, if you're in a building you're working and you have to use the bathroom, don't use the bathroom on your level. Take the stairs up, go one level up, use the bathroom upstairs, and then walk down. Or if you, you can walk around the building, then go to the bathroom. Something you can do to get yourself moving a little bit. You've really got to make sure that you're conscious of that, though, because sometimes you'll be there 3 or 4 hours working and just get in the zone and you lose track. You're like, oh man, I've been sitting here, no wonder my back hurts. You stand up and, oh man, why do my knees hurt? What do my feet hurt? Well, it's because you've been stuck in one posture for too long and your body kind of gets a little creaky. So really make a conscious effort. Eat healthy, sitting up straight, and then when you can, you need to get up and move around and make sure you're doing it for a good, 3 to 5 minutes or so. One thing that sometimes patients won't realize as well is just that your eyes can cause a lot of trouble if you're not looking at the screen correctly. If you have a screen that is hurting your eyes or it's too bright, or if your room is actually too dark where you're working and then the screen is the only bright thing in the room, that puts a lot of strain on your eyes. That can cause headaches, that can cause fatigue. So really make sure that you're being careful of how you're looking. And if you need glasses, make sure you're wearing your glasses. If you do all those things, and if you're not able to see the screen clearly and things just aren't working well and you find yourself squinting, first thing you need to do is get down to the eye doctor and have them look and see if you need to actually change something. Then one of the other things that I just want to touch on real quick is keeping a relaxed mind. So sometimes we'll go through the day and you're so caught up in the deadline and you're so caught up in getting everything done. You've got to get this done and you've got to make that better. And if you just do a little more of this, it'll almost be done. And oh, the next step thing comes and you continue to push and push and push. You never get a chance to calm down and relax. And then if we take that home, we're there, we're watching TV, we're eating, we're doing whatever, we're still working. You never take the time to rest and relax. It's pretty profound how much just a little bit of taking the time to set apart to just concentrate on relaxing your mind, to relax what's going on in your head, to disconnect from the job, to disconnect, maybe from life, the hustle and the bustle of everything, and just kind of breathe and relax. Sometimes people will use meditation. An easy one that sometimes I will use is called mindful meditation. So mindful meditation is really easy. It's not as hard as meditation where, sometimes if you imagine meditation, you're sitting there, you're Indian style on a hard floor, and you have to sit up straight and tall, and you're supposed to clear your mind of everything. And I think when I do that, the more I clear my mind, the more stuff comes in there, and it's a whole process that I can never really relax. It's more stressful to me. But somebody told me about mindfulness where you basically just focus on a mundane thing that you're doing really intently for 2 to 3 minutes. So one that I try and use is folding laundry. So I really look at if I'm going to fold a towel, like what does the towel feel like in my fingers? What does it look like? What's the shape of it? What's the texture? And then as I fold it, how does it crisp up? How do I make it perfect? Really focus on the mundane details of folding the perfect towel and just really focus on it. And sometimes that can take you away. Sometimes just reading a book can take you away. Different things that you can do to disconnect so that you're able to focus on relaxing and not so much on the workplace. So that's kind of all I wanted to touch on, just a real quick little phone call so that hopefully this will reinvigorate you to focus on being healthy and not so much on being successful at the office, although you want to be successful at the office, but make sure that you're healthy as well, because if you're healthy, you're going to be more successful. And now I want to just touch on one thing that I've incorporated and helped some patients work on, and it's just incorporating a quick little exercise, kind of stretching, get yourself reinvigorated workout routine type of thing that you do during the workday. And you try and do it every hour on the hour, and it's just called squat, stand, stretch, repeat. So you're just going to stand up, you do a few squats, you do a little stretch, and then you're going to be able to rest. And it literally will take you anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. If you've got no time, then you do 3 minutes. If you've got a little extra time, then you can do 5 minutes. And you can do it right at your desk. I have a little pamphlet in the office there that you can ask me for. I can even email it to you. It's really simple. It's nothing dramatic. It's not like we're reinventing the wheel. But I know if you can incorporate that into your day, a lot of the little things that nag us with our feet, our knees, our hips, our back, headaches, fatigue, will start to improve because you're starting to work against that 8 to 10 hour work day. All right, I hope this works well for you guys. Hope you got a little information. If you have any more questions, you can email me, dr.zepeda@clearchiro.com, or you can try and reach me at the office, 425-861-3832. So just any questions that you might have that are more detailed, workplace ergonomics, how to stay healthy, anything like that. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.